Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome to another long-awaited edition of the Brooklyn Zone Podcast. We're back.
That's right, baby.
We haven't seen each other for a long time.
No, it's episode 30, but I feel like it's been 30 months since episode 29.
Felt like we were away.
What have you been up to?
And tell me. I'm not talking about vacation either.
No.
You were in jail? You got indicted?
I'm a straight shooter, okay? I don't dabble in...
You say that, but I've heard stories about you.
What have you heard?
Don't worry about it.
Wait, no. What have you heard?
No, I've heard... I can't say them on the podcast. I don't know if you're a straight shooter or not. I think you've been to college, if you know what I mean.
I went to CSI. That's where I went.
No. The other college.
No. I've never been away.
All right, then we can't discuss it here.
What have you been up to? I've been very busy. I mean...
Well, you're plastered all over freaking Staten Island. I can't go get a pair of underwear without walking through the doors of Modell's and seeing a poster of you on the wall.
I'm on Modell's?
Yes. Well, you're everywhere.
Wow. It's a Modell's.
You're on chain places.
Really?
Now. Yes. Out by Z2, where Z2 is.
I'm going to be there in November.
What else is new?
November 9th, by the way. I just finished up this College of Staten Island, this show there with the Stylistics and the Drifters. And
what do? You host the show?
Yeah, what do you think I do? Strip tease?
Well, no, I'd want to see that. You sing. I thought maybe you were part of the...
No, I do sing every once in a while, too.
Right. So yeah. are you singing with the Drifters?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes
All right,
I do.
What else was going on?
I had the feast, of course. We had San Gennaro a couple of weeks ago. And that was awesome, which you didn't show up to because you were probably out shopping with your girlfriend.
Take it easy. She was supposed to be on this episode.
Yeah, where is Denise?
Her name's Stephanie.
Stephanie, I mean.
And she's at school right now, so she couldn't be here.
She goes to school?
Yeah, John Jay.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks very young. I thought she was in, like, middle school or something.
Well, I look like Michael Jackson to you? Wow. No.
What does she want to be, lawyer?
No, crime scene investigator, which is perfect for us.
Yeah, that ain't going to last. Okay.
Why not?
Because you know what's going to happen to her. She sees blood, it's going to be all over.
She's got a stomach for it. I'm telling you, she's got these textbooks where, like, you know how in grammar school and high school and everything, you see the textbooks that they give out, and it's sort of like a religion textbook, science, whatever.
Yeah.
There's like politically correct images in it. Like they have a Chinese kid, a white kid, a black kid, and a kid in a wheelchair. Uh-huh. No, that's not what these textbooks have. Like, you turn to chapter 3, and the first picture is a guy dangling in his closet. Like, it's the most graphic stuff I've ever seen in my life.
All right, but when you see it in a textbook, and when you see it in front of your face, it's totally different.
But it got me queasy on the textbook. So
I used to work in a funeral home.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you were the undertaker.
I used to do things, all right? And when you see it right in front of your face, it's a lot different than when you see it in a textbook.
I could never work.
And that's what happens. That's the test. If you can make it through that, then you're okay.
All right.
Then, you can have a...
Have you ever seen a dead body then?
Yeah, all the time.
No, I mean like crime scene dead body. There's a difference between funeral home.
Well, I've seen them right after it when we get them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're not afraid?
Afraid of what? They ain't going nowhere.
They're going to jump up, bite you in the neck.
My grandmother always said one thing. Be afraid of the living and not the dead. Remember that.
How about I be afraid of both?
They're not going to bother you. They ain't going anywhere.
Nah, I was never into that. Never. Ugh. Can't go near it. Don't want to do it. What else is going on? You had the feast. What'd you do after
that? Awesome. It was, I tell you, this was my 40th year doing San Gennaro this past summer, and this summer was by far the best. It was wall-to-wall people from Mulberry to Mott, end-to-end of the block. It was great.
Did you do the mozzarella eating contest?
No, I had from I Got Balls, the stand, the I Got Balls stand.
I know you do.
Yeah. No, it's a stand. I got balls.
I know. I'm just messing around.
And they, we had I Got Balls. We had mozzarella balls. Ooh. We gave that away. We had provolone balls. We had everything. It was great. It was awesome. Our friends from Cafe Palermo came by with mini cannolis. I fed the crowd. I felt like Moses feeding the crowd. It was awesome.
That was Jesus. He did the loaves and the fishes.
Yeah, I didn't go to I didn't go to summer school.
I kept getting a bunch of messages.
Oh, right, you were in Catholic school.
Yeah, I was in Catholic school. Yeah, yeah. I kept getting a bunch of messages on my Instagram. I was getting all these DMs from different people that listen to the show, and they're asking me, what happened? Did you guys get in a fight? Is there something going on between you and Joe? Is the podcast over?
No, I can tell you right now what happened. I'll explain it to each and every one of you. Go to Intern Anthony's Instagram page and go to his daily whereabouts, and you'll see him in the back dangling packages on shopping sprees with his girlfriend every day.
That's not true.
That's all you do.
That is not what I've been
every
up to.
Every time I see a post from you, there you are. You know, in the back with the Antela bags, walking behind like a real Mama Luke, you know?
Are you kidding me? The last thing I did was go pumpkin picking. How is that like?
There you go.
What? But how does that make me look like her bitch? I'm just standing there.
You should have been with us, but no, you're out pumpkin picking, getting apple pies in South Jersey.
So next Halloween, when my girlfriend says, come with me and my family pumpkin picking, I'm going to say no.
Oh, this is a family thing.
My family and her family together went.
Oh, this is a big deal then.
No, we've been doing that the last couple of years.
Oh, so this is a serious thing.
That's what I've been trying to tell you for 30 episodes.
When you pick pumpkins, it's a big deal.
That's right.
Wow.
You pick a pumpkin, then a ring, then an engagement.
You get pies?
Of course. You got to get pies when you're
down there. Apple or pecan?
Neither for me. I'm a pumpkin sweet potato guy.
Really?
Yeah. What about you?
I don't like that whole pumpkin latte thing that's going on.
I never asked you about a latte.
Well, I don't like pumpkin at all.
Oh.
I like butternut squash, but I don't like pumpkin.
Joe, come on.
What? I don't like pumpkin. I don't like that taste, the smell. You know what I think? Because you know what it is? When you put those pumpkins in front of your house and they rot,
mm-hmm.
and that smell, once that smell goes in your nostrils, you never forget that smell.
Wait, you don't have a pumpkin in front of your house? It's Halloween.
Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay, good.
I even got a scarecrow and a thing of hay and everything.
Oh, you got the hay too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know. My wife did it. See, I don't do things like that. You do.
My dad walked off the Home Depot parking lot with a bunch of them. No,
really?
I'm
he
kidding.
Probably did.
I'm kidding.
He probably
nah.
did.
No, nah, I'm kidding.
He
I'm
probably
kidding.
Walked off the docks with a bunch of them.
No, you can't do that
you
anymore.
You can do that anymore.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yes.
No, times have changed
no,
down there.
No, no. I drove by there a couple of weeks ago. Every longshoreman had a yellow sweater on. There was 35 longshoremen's with yellow sweaters
it
on.
It must have been Nike ones that
yeah,
fell off the side of the
right
truck.
Right out of the scene from Goodfellas. It was unbelievable.
So you want to know what I've been up to?
Pray tell. Tell me.
All right. So off the air, I've been telling you that I couldn't wait to get rid of my car, right? I was going over on the mileage because uh-huh. we moved to Staten Island. And when I got the car, I lived in Brooklyn. I worked in Brooklyn. My girlfriend is in Brooklyn. And I drove like 5,000 miles in 3 years.
So how many times a week do you go over the bridge?
Seven. And then I come into the city wow. at least five.
So you're talking like 100 and change a week in tolls.
Easy.
And the Easy. Gas?
Easy.
Nice.
The gas, I spend about $200 a month in gas. In nice. Gas alone, besides for the car payment.
Do you got the Fugazi Easy Pass or the real one?
The real, why? There's a Fugazi one that I can get?
We can get that for you.
Do tell.
We can get that
Man,
for you.
Everybody's eyes just lit up
wow,
in this
what
room.
What is it? Come on.
We could get that for you.
Anyway, we'll talk about that off the air because I will have that in my car by next week. I finally got rid of the car. I was responsible. I saved up my money. I knew that this car was going to wind up doing
How
me from behind.
How much money do you make here? Because I'm doing something wrong.
Not a lot, but
no,
I
no, no,
save
no.
it. I I'm save doing, it.
How could you save it? You're paying $47 a day in tolls.
I don't pay the toll. I give my mother a fraction of the tolls.
Mommy pays the tolls.
Joe, I still live home. You people can make fun of me as much as you want. You know when I laugh back? When I look at my checking account and I see how much money I'm saving.
I got to talk to my boss, Jim Ryan, because something's not right here.
I'm a millennial. I live home.
What millennial?
I live home. That's the way to do it now. Everybody else in the other generations were so, they had to be independent. They got to move out right away.
Yeah.
No, I'm saving my money and I'm doing the right thing. But do you want to hear what I did
with
my money?
I'm not buying it.
What do you think? I'm on a multi-million dollar contract here?
I don't know, because I don't. Lou, do you see that?
No,
I don't see it. I don't see
not
it.
Not even close.
You guys have houses. You guys have kids. You guys have car payments. Let me walk you through what I pay for.
Go ahead.
My car bill.
Go ahead.
That's it.
That's it? You don't chip in?
No. What am I going to chip in for? It's
their problem. You don't get like a pizza every once in a while?
Get the hell out of here. It's their problem that they had me. They got to feed me. That's
not my problem. Yes. I hope your mother is listening to this. Or the next time I see her strolling around Home Goods, I'm going to tell her. This is out of control.
Listen, it's not my problem. They had me. They decided, you know what? Let's have a kid. I'm going to pay for that kid.
Are you the only kid in the house?
No, I have a little sister.
She's younger than you.
Yes.
Does she chip in?
No.
Does she work?
No. She goes away to school, though. That's the problem with that.
Oh, so she's the golden child.
110%.
Oh.
But what am I going to do? It's not my fault. First of all.
You know, you got to dig. You can't throw the whole thing on that.
What do you want me to pay for? And I'll start paying for it.
Something. Cable. Something. Whatever.
Get the hell out of here, cable. Yeah. Cable's like $300 a month.
But you like to watch it every night. Watch the Munsters, all right, and all that stuff.
I don't even know what the Munsters are. But yes, I do like to watch my cable TV every night. But it's not my problem. They decided to have kids. He's speechless over this.
Because I can just picture your father losing his mind over this conversation.
Right now he's pulling his hair out.
Of course he is.
Now can I tell you what I did?
Okay, so you've been saving your money.
Uh-huh.
You're not driving in your Mercedes anymore. What are you driving now?
A Tesla Model 3.
You know, you have to go burn your clothes.
Why?
You have to get all your clothes in a pile and go burn your clothes.
Hold on, I'm not sure what take you have here.
What's the lease on this? I want to know.
The lease on this car?
Is that what I just said?
Yes. All
okay.
Right. Let me explain myself. The Mercedes I was driving, I was doing in the fours.
I get fours.
Low fours.
So like 430.
Lower. Per month.
419.
Then $200 in gas.
200. Okay, so we're talking 619. What about insurance?
I don't pay the insurance.
No way. No way. Stop. That's ridiculous.
I'm under 25.
That's ridiculous.
Come on.
Now.
I told you my car payment is all I pay. I do gas.
Do they
tolls.
Pay to wash your car, too?
No.
Oh.
I'm not that bad.
Do you wash your own car, or you have to go to the car wash? Because you don't want to get your fingernails.
My fingernails dirty. Would get all dirty unless I get like a vegan
and get
soap,
your
right?
iPhone watch wet. You don't
my
do
iPhone
that, right?
watch. You it's called the iWatch.
Yeah, whatever
Joe.
The hell it is. I don't know.
So what is the math that you're doing there? You're still calculating,
I'm up
right?
to like 649.
Right. Then I do contribute $150 per month to the Easy Pass bill.
150 a month. Okay, so we're up to seven. We're talking around 800 a month.
800 a month in bills. That's
right.
What I pay.
Right.
In all honesty. The Tesla Model 3 is high fours, low fives per month.
Okay, so we're talking when you're all done, set and done, I'm going to go 589 a month.
No. It's not even close. It's not
I
even close.
I want to see your lease payment.
I'll show you my
whatever
lease payment.
Whatever this guy's dangling in front of your eyes, wherever carrots he's dangling in front of your eyes.
There's no car salesman. You do this online. You never see the car before you get it.
I want to sit down with somebody when I'm getting a car.
I'm going to make up a number, but put down 510 for the new lease.
You have to. There's no showroom?
No. You order it online.
And where do you go get it?
You pick it up from a warehouse.
What the heck is going on here?
What do you think? Everybody goes to Sansone?
They should.
It's a good place. I like
it
that.
Is. I just sent Lewis there. He took care of him.
This is the way of the future. So that $500 a month payment.
Okay.
Now, no gas ever again. So you can take the $200 in gas from the old payment away. Okay. Easy Pass is going to give me a 10%
discount. I just got one
discount.
Question for you.
Yeah.
When you're driving Sophia up to the Woodbury Commons.
Stephanie.
When you're driving Stephanie
up to the Woodbury Commons,
up to the Woodbury Commons for her shopping spree on a Saturday afternoon,
yeah,
and you're at a charge in your car,
mm-hmm.
What are you going to go? Stick the plug up a cow's butt in the middle of the field?
When you leave Staten Island for the Woodbury Commons, do you leave on an empty tank?
No. I gas up wherever I got to go on the way back.
Correct.
Where are you going to go?
I will make sure I have a full tank, and they have superchargers all over the place. They're
everywhere. Where are they?
Everywhere. Staten Island has six of them. Six different locations. Did you know that? No, because you don't have an electric vehicle.
Right.
So you're not looking for them.
Now, what do you pay for that?
It's free.
You just go in and plug it. And how long you got to stand there?
A half an hour.
You need your head examined.
Joe, it's
I don't have a half an hour to go to the bathroom, all right? I want to stand there and watch a car get charged.
Do you want to know why it's okay?
Why?
Because the inside of the car has a 13-inch screen.
Yeah.
And while it's charging, I can sit there and watch Netflix, Hulu.
You got a clear head, man. You have a clear head.
Why is that?
Because you have nothing to do with your life.
What? Yes, I do. I don't have kids yet. Why can't I do this?
I want to see you in another 5 years.
Uh-huh.
When Dolores gets pregnant.
Dolores. We're up to name number three.
What's her name?
Sophia Dolores.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie. When Stephanie gets married and has kids, I want to see you running around here charging and watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the backseat of your car. I want to see this.
Wait, yeah. You want to know the worst part of it? Watch your head really spin now. What color interior do you like getting on your cars?
I keep it like in a tan family.
Uh-huh. Tan is nice.
But the latest car that I got black.
Everybody goes for the black because it's the easiest to keep clean, right?
Not really, because my car's immaculate.
Oh, okay. Well, I got...
You got water bottles on your floor.
No. The inside of my car, you can eat off of the floor. I make sure I have a little mini vacuum.
What else you got to do? All right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The color that I chose for the interior, pure white, like printing paper white. Like
nice.
Like the color of paper.
Nice.
So the first person that sits in it, there's going to be an imprint of them when they leave if they're wearing jeans.
Really?
I mean, it's scary, isn't it? Do you think I was wrong for getting white?
Yes.
Man, you're disappointed in me today, huh?
I am. I'm disappointed into you because I could have took care of you with a car, but you want to be, Richie Rich and drive over Staten Island now like everybody else.
If I work and save my money, there's no reason why I can't go all out on a car.
You got to think for the future, my friend.
There's a whole different account for that I've been saving.
You have a future account, too.
Yeah, and it's something all my money.
You tell me right now, Lou, that this guy is legit. Tell me right now.
What do you think? I'm what's it called? What's the word for that when you're moving money around?
You're washing cash.
No. Oh, God. What's the name of it? Laundering. You think
it's
I'm
the same
laundering
thing.
Money?
Laundering and washing is the same thing.
All right. I didn't know.
He doesn't wash anything anyway. He doesn't know about it.
Yeah, his
that.
Mother does it.
I don't know how to
his
use it.
His mother probably washes his money anyway.
I don't know how to use the dryer.
Sleep another half hour, Auntie. I'll wash the money. That's okay. That's all right. Go ahead.
I'll go charge your car for you.
Do you want French toast when you wake up, Anthony? You
know? Ma, go charge my car.
Yeah, Ma. Unbelievable.
How about this then? With the new car?
You fit in perfect to the island.
Yeah.
Now you got it. Now she's got to come over.
Who?
Denise.
Penelope.
Denise. I'm writing that one down now, too. Denise. So far, Sophia, Dolores, Denise, and her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie's got to come over now.
Why?
Because she's got to come over. She's got to come now.
What do you mean? Like move to Staten Island?
She's got to move downstairs in the basement.
Oh, God. I would give up that car and whatever other money that I'm laundering at home. To make sure that I do not live in Staten Island when I get married.
You're going to be there.
Absolutely not.
I'll bet you, right, Lewis, document it right now. Okay. Put it in your phone. Put the time and the date. I'm going to bet you right now.
On my future children's lives, I swear
you
to you.
Right now.
No, thank
happen.
You. You can keep the radiation. You can stay
what
over
radiation?
There.
Radiation? Look at me. I never look so good. Come on.
You're tan from the radiation. It's
I'm
October.
Tan.
You shouldn't be this tan.
I'm always tan. I'm Sicilian. That's how I am.
Why is there a third eye blinking on the side of your head? It's from the radiation.
I never peed so good in my life, but I tell you.
God. Oh, my God.
My urologist, Dr. Krantz, loves me. I mean,
shout out Dr. Krantz, the urologist. Yeah. Go to him for a little pee-pee
making
touch.
He's making a killing over there.
He what?
He's making a killing over there.
Oh, yeah.
In Staten Island.
Oh, Jesus. No,
anyway.
I'm telling you. On my future children's lives, no way that I will wind up in Staten Island. No way.
I'm telling you right now, you will.
I'll go to Jersey. I'll go
no
back to Brooklyn.
No way when you have kids and you go to Jersey or Brooklyn that your mother's going to let you leave the borough without seeing those kids every single day.
What?
I'll bet you right
first
now.
First of all, she's going to be retired,
right.
So she can come over and watch the kids.
How old's your mother? You don't even know.
46?
You don't even know.
No,
you let
no,
her pay
no, no,
your
no,
bills.
No, 46.
You make her pay your bills all day long.
50. She's 50. We just had her 50th birthday. Surprise.
Oh, so she's retiring now at 50?
No, she has 5 years left. Oh, she's so a teacher, a school teacher.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so my she has old school, she said, right?
PS 212.
212, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
where you went to school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, she has 5 years left, and then she's going to be a full-time babysitter for her grandchildren.
Right, because she'll be up the block from you.
Absolutely not.
Because you'll be on Staten Island.
I guess she's moving back to Brooklyn, or she's moving to Jersey.
I'll tell you right now, it ain't going to happen, my friend.
I will live in Connecticut before I get a house
right
in Staten Island.
Now, it's going to happen.
Absolutely
get ready.
Not.
You'll see.
Do you think your kids want to live in Staten Island?
They're already there.
Well, yeah, they live with you.
No, they bought their own houses.
How far away from you?
A mile and a half.
Oh, see, that's why you expect it from me. It's because would you have done?
Because that's how it is.
But what would you have done if your kids said, you know what? I'm not living here. I don't want to live here. My third eye is getting itchy.
I explained to you before. It may be 2019 outside. But in my house, it's 1956.
You got to make a T-shirt out of that.
I'm telling you, it's real. It's the real thing. I don't have to tell you. And my daughters don't want to go far from my wife anyway. They're like glue. They want to be with them all the time. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, if they hold each other tight enough, the radiation will keep them stuck
together.
There's
no radiation, okay?
There's radiation.
There is not. There is not.
I want to know what people think. Hit us up on Instagram, @TheRealJoeCauzy.
Yeah, what's our new Twitter? We have a Twitter, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's some fan account. I don't know.
Oh, it's a fan
that.
Account. Okay. Yeah. We got to get a new, like a Facebook for Brooklyn's Own.
Oh, yeah. We're not allowed to.
We're not?
No.
Why?
Yeah, the digital guys said we can't.
I'll talk to those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk to those
guys. So we're going to go bat out some of the digital team here at Entercom New York City.
We're not going to bat. We just got to find out what the deal is. I mean, you know, I know I'm no Mike Francesa, but uh-huh. you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not big enough. For that,
no,
apparently,
yeah, that's going to change.
We're going to go bat him out.
That's
so
good.
Some guy made a Twitter account in our honor. So,
oh, that was somebody else.
Are you serious?
That's a fan account.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was Pazzo, your friend,
oh, that
who
guy.
Posted crazy things on his Instagram.
That guy's out of control.
Well, we can't talk about it.
Man.
And that is a good place to wrap this one up, Joe.
It really, really is. Aunt, I wish you luck on your new car.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
When you come by, I'll throw a couple of scuttles in the seat. Do
there
they still
you
do
go.
That in your neighborhood?
Of course. And I make sure that I do that, too. That's one old school tradition.
And don't spend the money.
Well, I won't have to now because there's no gas to
pay. No, but you never spend the money.
Yeah, it's good luck money. You don't
touch
it.
Yeah, you got to roll it and stick it inside the car.
He doesn't need that money. He's got so much. Why would he even
exactly.
touch that?
It's going right in the washing machine.
I gotta
go work with Karen Carson.
Three different bank accounts.
I got to go work with Karen Carson. Obviously, something's over there. What does John Mancun drive around with?
My career. Anyway.
What's his name?
I'm intern Anthony from the Under.
I want to know. What does he drive? What does he drive?
He doesn't drive. He lives in a bougie 75th floor apartment next to Madison Square Garden.
What the heck is going on now?
He's got PLJ money with him. That's the problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I do pretty well here. You do well.
Yeah, no.
I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's Own Joe Causey from CBS FM. And we'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own Podcast.
It's the Brooklyn's Own Podcast on radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.